producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is here as well to help cook the books, as it were. All right, so you know that I'm suffering. I'm sleep deprived when I pull out the blonde jokes. This is just Richie and I somehow.
Right, here we go.
We're just talking about blondes, and so I thought it was time for at least one or two or three blonde jokes. Roberta, you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Jennifer, you ready?
She's ready, trust me.
I don't know. What do you do, Roberta, if a blonde throws a pin at you?
I don't know, Doug. What do?
You run. She has a grenade in her mouth. How can you tell if a blonde has been using your computer?
I don't know, Doug. How can you tell?
There's whiteout all over the monitor.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good
Why
Lord.
Shouldn't, use Google.
Why shouldn't blondes have coffee breaks?
Uh-oh. Why not, Doug?
It takes too long to retrain them.
That's just mean.
Hear about the blonde that got an AM radio?
Yeah, what about her?
It took her a month to realize she could play it at night. What happened to the blonde ice hockey team?
What happened?
Spring training.
They drowned in...
Yeah. What happened?
They drowned in spring training.
Okay, that's enough. When Richie knows what the punchlines are, that's enough. We've had enough of that stuff. Okay, so let's deal with something that's very important, I think, to us all in America this week, and that is the remembrance that happens. We have a lot of remembrances when it comes to our servicemen and women in World War II and veterans and that. So this is sort of Pearl Harbor week. By the way, it's the beginning of Hanukkah as well. We're going to celebrate that in a few minutes here on Good Day. But in terms of the people who will do a lot of things this week to remember Pearl Harbor, Richie, you have a connection to the American Veterans Center in Washington, housed in the same building as Radio America, which is our originating network. Uh-huh. And so you have a collection of stats. The veterans who are still around from World War II, a special breed. Tom Brokaw wrote about them as America's greatest generation. And in many ways, they were. There was something that came out of that experience that has been certainly highlighted and underscored and appreciated, because it was a time when we went to war, we had to go to war. There was really not much else. At the time we got in, it was beyond, even though you can make a case for the military-industrial complex getting behind the Japanese, and maybe that's what started World War II, or they could have, you know, kept the information from getting to us, or we knew the information and we didn't acknowledge it or do anything about it because we wanted to get into the war because it was good for business. Remember, we were coming out of the Depression. A lot of people have written a lot of books that make great sense when it comes to why we got into World War II. However, having said that, we got into it. A lot of people committed themselves in a way. The toll on American family life, it seems to me, was extreme. But yet we rallied around, and I, for whatever the reason, we were better for it. Something happened, and maybe this was the genius, and I say this with a quotation mark around it, the genius of getting into World War II was getting us out of the Depression and getting us focused on how we as a country need to be unified. Because we were split. The Depression, things that happened after the crash and into the mid-30s, the horrible realities, the economy in this country was in shambles. And so there needed to be something that brought everybody together. People were fighting over food. They were fighting over where they could sleep. I mean, the country was a disaster. And then here we have World War II. People get together. Everybody's working for the government one way or another. You know, that was the first signs of socialism / communism, if there were any in reality, were when the government took over a lot of businesses, and the ones they didn't take over, they were paying for, because everything, the clothing business, the housing business, the armaments business, the automobile business, everything was for the war. Everything went toward the war. So we had went out on a huge IOU, and you know, it did a lot for us, including develop people in a way that they might not have been developed had there not been the experience of World War II. So what veterans, what do you have information-wise, Richie, as to who's still around?
During World War II, there were approximately 16 million Americans who served.
Served, yep.
All of those people today, if they're still alive, will be in their 90s.
Yeah.
There are approximately 855,000 World War II vets left today, this year, 2015,
uh-huh.
with 492 of them dying each day.
Really?
In the year 2000, there were 6 million left, just under, and like I said, now we're just under a million. 492 pass away each day, so that's kind of why we here at the American Veterans Center try to get their stories as much as we can so they can tell their stories. And Doug, I mean,
you recorded a lot of them.
Recorded a lot of stories, yeah. We do video, radio shows, the whole bit.
And didn't you bring in some stars to record PSAs for people to support what the Veterans Center is doing?
We did. We do an honors program each year, which is around Veterans Day, which is kind of like the Oscars for veterans.
Yep.
Those who have served and done outstanding things, we honor from each military branch and from each theater of war. And you get to see some incredible stories. And we had three of the Doolittle Raiders
really?
This past year. And we also did a televised thing of their last toast, because every year the remaining Raiders would get together and drink Hennessy and toast each other. And this year they did their final toast. There's only three left. And it's just an amazing story. But one of the interesting things, if you look at the World War II vets who are still living state by state in 2015, take a guess as to which state is home to the most World War II veterans and which state is home to the
Alabama.
Least amount of World War II veterans.
Alabama would be one. New York State would be two.
Alabama has 12,000 vets. And New York has 44,000 vets, but that's not even close to California and Florida.
Really? Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, warm weather. California has 93,000 World War II vets living there today.
Really?
And Florida has 79,000. The state with the least amount? Alaska. 1,559. Makes sense.
Who has to go north to
Wyoming and North Dakota?
When you're 90.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who wants to go up there? Well, that's good.
So if you know a World War II vet, thank them.
Yeah.
Have them tell their story because it's an amazing
experience.
It's a great
story. Yeah, sure is. 15 past the hour, in celebration of our country and our lives, this is Good Day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing? Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Get a Pliny card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if you start with okay, we know we're in for trouble.
Yep. A highway patrolman pulled alongside a speeding car on the freeway. Glancing at the car, he was astounded to see that the blonde behind the wheel was knitting at the same time she was driving. Huh. Realizing that she was oblivious to his flashing lights and siren, the trooper cranked down his window, turned on his bullhorn, and yelled, "Pull over!" "No," the blonde yelled, "it's a scarf." A Russian, an American, and a blonde were talking one day. The Russian said, "We were the first in space." The American said, "We were the first on the moon." Blonde said, "So what? We're going to be the first on the sun." Russian and the American looked at each other and shook their heads. "You can't land on the sun, you idiot. You'll burn up."
Punchline, everybody?
To which the blonde replied,
"We'll go at night."
Oh, very good, Roberta.
I am so impressed.
When
totally
somebody
impressed.
Knows the answer, it's time to stop and move on to other exciting things.
You would have loved yesterday when we were at the our little Christmas lodge.
To whom are you speaking?
Tree.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
There was young high school kids and a couple of girls walking around dressed up as a Christmas tree and a Christmas gingerbread man, yeah, telling stupid Christmas jokes.
Really?
And you
I haven't gotten there yet, Rich. You're just telling stupid jokes.
You would have spent an hour with these two girls because they were just so silly and so funny. You would have loved it.
That's good. You know, people, when I talk to people, sometimes this program has a serious tone to it. We all are very intelligent people, and we have intelligent ways of discussing some of the issues. Some of you listening may not agree that we always have intelligent ways of discussing the issues,
but
you have to admit they're pretty interesting conversations. So, but when I'll never forget the first time I was interviewed, it was a long time ago, as to my philosophy on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And this fellow, at that time I was doing a more political program. This is maybe 25 years ago, because the Good Day program is 28 years old this year. So anyway, I said, he said, "Well, what's really your philosophy?" And I said, "I don't have a philosophy." He said, "Well, what would you do if you were given, you know, the chance to really do what you wanted all the time?" I said, "I would completely screw off all the time on the air. I would have not a moment of serious conversation about anything."
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Rich.
What did the grapes say to the peanut butter?
Oh, no.
I've had enough of this.
I'm in a jam.
Tis the season to be jelly.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. 21 after on Good Day.
As
the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Adam Sandler, new concert material, released as a single, the new Hanukkah song.
Yay.
It's Hanukkah 2015, early this year. So, Richie, have you got the, there was a star with him singing right away.
All right, everybody, come back in. Come on back in. Hurry up. Are you ready?
It's our concert in San Diego.
Love line, Dr. Drew. Woo! Get on it, Doc.
This is Maya Kusakala with Queen Elsa from Frozen. David Bacon. And the wolf is half a Jew, but 100% nutty.
Listen to that crowd, will you?
Woo!
What? Hey, so I'm laughing, crying,
perspiring. That guy has become a Christmas time tradition with that stupid song.
Well, he knows how. I mean, this guy
is what, number four, right? This is the fourth one.
Yeah.
He's about as smart as anybody you're going to find in Hollywood. He's very, very smart.
Critics hate him, and the people love him, and he makes zillions of dollars.
It's all right. I told you to play basketball with my son.
You have to be smart to be lyrical like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's so silly, but it's fun.
But he does.
Yeah.
He's playful all the time. Brent, he's just full of fun and very smart. Good combination. 28 after on Good Day.
Are you looking for a special holiday gift that says glamour? Beauty expert and journalist Grace Gold has some suggestions.
The beauty maven on your list will love EcoTools brushes. They're earth-conscious and incredibly well-designed for all beauty needs. The four-piece beautiful complexion set comes gift-wrapped in time for the holidays. The Mini Essentials holiday set costs just $5.99, and all three festive brush sets are under $20 at retailers nationwide or EcoTools.com.
What about a glamorous party gift?
Try this for a taste of glamour. Di Serono partners with designer Roberto Cavalli, reimagining the Italian almond liqueur bottle in exotic animal prints. The limited edition bottle costs $28, and a three-pack of minis are just $12.99 and make luxurious stocking stuffers. Profits support Fashion for Development, a UN-sponsored project in Africa.
Available nationwide or online at reservebar.com/DiSerono wears Cavalli or go to DiSerono.com.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In no uncertain terms, he doesn't get enough rest and he eats terrible food. So what do you expect? And he said, he sent me back an email and said, you sound just like my wife. But, you know, this time of year, people are going to get crazy, parties, shopping, getting things fixed and right for Christmas. Don't let your immune system go into the bucket, okay? Take Uncle Dougie's advice and eat the really good foods. Take supplements, lots of echinacea, things that will boost a lot of vitamin C, boost your immune system, because this time of year people just drag themselves down, go crazy. Jennifer would be the perfect person for this because she'll be everywhere, mm-hmm. and people are going to want her to do everything.
And like you're sitting on my shoulder. Yeah.
Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli here along with Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. I'm making reference, and probably will for a while here and there, to Deepak Chopra, and an event that I went to on Sunday night that was really compelling from my point of view. One of his targets, Richie, is one of my favorite targets, and we both sat right up in the seat when he started talking about Monsanto and GMO foods and what's going on to the planet. The theme, for those of you who haven't heard me talking about this, was how our genetic makeup really basically prescribes who we are and how, what we need to learn about ourselves, and that's what I thought was so instructive about.
Did you see the story I sent you?
That's why I'm right.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. I was going to just bring it up, but go ahead.
No, that was exactly what I was going to, Jennifer. Thank you for sending that along. See, one of the things on the Good Day program is so good is we all contribute to each other's knowledge and hopefully to your knowledge and well-being. You know, as a family farmer, how I am. Monsanto is the king of horror, as far as I'm concerned. And the things that came out of our lecture last night from Deepak Chopra about what happens as these people continue to modify the food system, the food chain, and what's going on in terms of actual literal survival at the hands of these people, you have no idea how they are messing with the food that we're eating and how bad it is and how many people are going to get sick as we go forward, as these people corrupt the entire planet with their food and their mania at controlling food. So anyway, one of the good things that Jennifer sent along was the story about this trial, Monsanto on trial by a consortium of international companies, including the Organic Consumers Association, International Organics Group, a Regeneration International Group, Millions Against Monsanto, and dozens of global food, farming, and environmental justice groups. This is just the tip of the iceberg. If you think I have exaggerated what these people are doing or trying to do to the food supply, you have no idea. You're burying your head in the sand. These people are as bad as any group of people that have ever been on the planet. The toxic chemicals that they've produced, the PCBs that they've produced, the persistent organic pollutants that they produce, the effect on animal and human fertility because of what they have put into the food supply. They created Agent Orange that was used, remember, the Vietnam War, and they also created an herbicide called Lasso that is banned pretty much everywhere in the world except here. They're going to be put on trial for crimes against humanity and the environment.
Whoa.
The most recent and biggest global health scandal involves Monsanto and Roundup, which has been classified as a probable carcinogen and responsible for how many deaths. Nobody even can come close to understanding what they are doing to the food chain. So if you don't look at labels, remember, they're the ones that are trying to keep food labels from becoming a reality. They sued the state of Vermont. State of Vermont was the first state in the country to produce a requirement that the foods that are sold in the state of Vermont have a label on them that tells you where the stuff comes from, because that's what people want to know. They tried and they were successful in California, 2 years ago, Jennifer, when there was Prop 34, I think, or 37.
37, I think.
37, which was aimed at labeling foods. These bastards came out with an ad that said the
be nice.
Small, well, okay.
Minivan nice.
Did you kill that on?
No, I didn't. But.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, I mean, minivan, I don't want to be offending people that are driving around with their children. But the bottom line is this is, but the people who are listening, the mothers that are driving around the minivan with their children are in agreement. If they have any knowledge at all, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Their power runs so deep at Monsanto, though, Dougie. I mean, I didn't know anybody who voted against 37.
Yeah,
and
right.
I wouldn't
They're
be surprised
so
if there was funny business going on.
Of course there was. Yeah.
Because most of the time my political views do not agree with many of my neighbors in California. But one thing that everybody I talked to was like, oh, we're on board for this. I didn't know anybody who voted against it.
Yeah, no, but yet it lost. Monsanto spent $14 million trying to get it killed. What they said was that farmers are against it because it's more work for the farmers. That is so, I don't like the word lie.
It had no fiscal impact at all.
Lie, cheat. They are the most corrupt bunch.
How do you really feel?
Well, that's how I really feel. And more because I'm a family farmer, Roberta, than anything else. But the locavore movement and the things, never mind all the other things, the safety of the planet. This is what Deepak Chopra was talking about, the way that the food supply is being corrupted and the planet can't keep handling these sorts of incursions to the volume that they are. The volume of, I mean, in the third world countries where their biggest problem is not being able to feed enough people, Monsanto goes in there and says, here, we'll grow three times as much food for you, then you just have to buy our seeds. Well, okay. If faced with starving, if the leader of a country has starving people in his hands and he knows that he can grow three times as much food using these seeds, you think he's going to think about the ramifications of how the stuff is applied to the soil and what happens to the soil when that stuff is used? No. Just, okay, let's go. So that's how this is working. And it is the three worst problems, the three worst foods in the world that are produced are coming at the hands of Monsanto, and something you just need to know about. All right? So that's the root. They are the root of not all evil, but certainly plenty of evil. And, you know, we got this war against the Islamics and the Muslims that are radical and all that other stuff. These people are just as bad because they're killing just as many people. It's just a different way. They do it with a smile on their face, and because they're thought of as an American company because they're successful. Look at these people in this group that are suing them from our country and around the world. They will not be able to have a lot of money, but sooner or later they're going to have to pay the piper because there's too much death at the hands of what they're doing, and people are realizing it. So, Jennifer, thank you for passing that along. It's kind of like there's a religion that's sort of built around this stuff. There are some of my farmer friends do not agree with me, by the way. The people that grow beans and corn and stuff, they can get more volume out of it. They are not in on this. It's the people that serve the local public that are in on this. But there's a lot of discussion of this sort of thing hand in hand with what's going on generally in the environment. And that was another thing that we were listening to Deepak Chopra talk about, the environment as it's cast. I think, and I've said this so many times, that we have a combination of things going on here. We have a combination of Mother Earth changing anyway, because that's what she does. There are a lot of things that happen, if you look at the history of the planet, that have changed in a wholesale way the face of the planet. That's happened over and over and over again. So I think that's happening, but we may be impacting it by using so much fossil fuel and affecting the atmosphere. So then there are these people that have been around this past week when this climate control Paris meeting, this conference, 120 countries were represented. The kinds of people who showed up to talk, unfortunately, were not always balanced. And that's what bothers me about the way these things are presented. They get to be, especially when governments are involved, there's money involved. I mean, everybody selling wind power and solar power was at this meeting to try to convince governments to do it their way, which is fine. We do need to protect the environment. But there's a group of people that are now referred to as religious greens. 7 out of 10 members of the environmental groups that are established around the country and around the world, now referred to by the news media as religious greens, believe the environment crisis is more serious than people think, more serious than ISIS. Do we think that here collectively? Roberta, do you think that what's going on climate-wise is more important than the horror that's going on in the Middle East?
You know, I think it depends on whether you're looking at a shorter-term perspective or a longer-term perspective.
That's a great answer, yeah.
Longer-term, certainly climate is an extreme problem that we're facing, you know, and could result in the death of the planet. In that case, you know, who cares about ISIS
or anybody else?
Planet's
not going to die, but it's going to throw off. It'll get rid of us.
It'll throw off everything.
It'll get rid of us.
And them, too. So, you know, in that case, who cares? I think as far as an immediate problem, definitely ISIS right now is the more pressing immediate problem. I don't see why one is, you know, mutually exclusive of the other.
Right. Okay. Good point. Roberta, Jennifer, what do you think?
We'll hold on to your hats because I actually just absolutely agree with Roberta. I think climate change is something that we have to, I mean, look, I think it's all about personal responsibility more than throwing government money at something that's not going to make a bit of difference. I think it's all about keeping your own space clean and doing what you can in your life to make things better. So I would preface it with that. But I think that in a long term, sure, we need to talk about those types of things. I think short term, this is, our safety, our ability to go to the movies and go to work and take our kids to school is probably the most important thing.
Yep. Richie?
Yep, they said it all. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right, good food for thought. 45 past the hour here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Chris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever you go. For more, visit extendedstayamerica.com.
Are you looking for a special holiday gift that says glamour? Beauty expert and journalist Grace Gold has some suggestions.
The beauty maven on your list will love Eco Tools brushes. They're earth-conscious and incredibly well-designed for all beauty needs. The four-piece beautiful complexion set comes gift-wrapped in time for the holidays. The Mini Essentials holiday set costs just $5.99, and all three festive brush sets are under $20 at retailers nationwide or ecotools.com.
What about a glamorous party gift?
Try this for a taste of glamour. Di Serono partners with designer Roberto Cavalli, reimagining the Italian almond liqueur bottle in exotic animal prints. The limited edition bottle costs $28, and a three-pack of minis are just $12.99 and make luxurious stocking stuffers. Profits support Fashion for Development, a UN-sponsored project in Africa.
Available nationwide or online at reservebar.com/DiSeronoWearsCavalli or go to DiSerono.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
All right, so things to celebrate. I guess it depends on your point of view, although it seems to me at this point in Jimmy Carter's life, most people ought to celebrate what he is all about, because he's, regardless of the fact that he was one of our worst, or I shouldn't say worst, least effective presidents. I don't know that I'd say. I mean, I think George Bush and President Obama are both horrible presidents, but they've been effective in screwing things up. Jimmy Carter's legacy isn't that bad. People just generally, I've interviewed him three or four times. I remember walking up to him. He's about the same height as I am. But one of the things about him, when you look in his eyes, and one of those things, when you look in, remember when I told you the story, Richie, about meeting Yasser Arafat?
Yeah.
And looking in his eyes.
Yeah, how evil
startling.
He was.
Oh, my God, how startling his eyes were. And when, because that's what I do when I look at people, I look at their eyes. And looking into Jimmy Carter's eyes, you see something that's probably best defined, I don't know, pure goodness, that you would be probably apply to the prophets and Jesus or, you know, people like that. But in terms of what he is all about, he's a gentle, kind, considerate, caring man. And the good news is that he says his cancer is gone from his brain, not unlike Valerie Harper. So it must be something going on that they can get rid of. He didn't say it was cancer-free. It's gone from his brain, which, of course, is the most important thing. So a lot of people look at that as good news, and it is. Yep, that is good from his latest test, showing no signs of cancer in his brain. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. We have all kinds of online information. Our Tech Talk person today is Kim Gerritsen, who is a technical expert. He has a company called Realizing Innovation. Very innovative, if you will. Lots of people talking about that BitByte thing that we focused on yesterday for a bit. We have some new things that we will... We have no recycled material here. None of it is allowed. It's all fresh and new and hot. So we'll catch up with Kim in just a matter of moments. It's a new generation of credit cards and a new generation of professionals that are making it harder for those who would be fraudsters to forge and fake your identification so that they can steal your money. Merchants are finding it easier to authenticate cardholders, and that's a good thing. Let's find out more from our friend Brian Osich.
Credit card fraud has more than doubled over the past 15 years, but now financial institutions across the U.S. have adopted a new card that uses chip technology to keep customer information safer. University of Phoenix's Joe Lodewick.
Chip-enabled credit cards have been in place throughout much of the world for more than a decade, and they've seen a decrease in fraud. But this chip technology doesn't increase security for online transactions. More needs to be done to develop this technology, and more professionals are needed in the information security sector to make this happen.
A 2015 Global Information Security Workforce study finds the information security workforce will see a global shortfall of 1.5 million within 5 years.
Most companies don't have enough information security professionals. Higher education institutions are working with industry leaders to meet this demand. University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology offers a number of cybersecurity degrees and certificates with innovative courses aligned with industry standards.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, Kim Gerritsen is here. The town of Bellingham, Massachusetts, which is pretty close to me here in Framingham, has set out to create a safe place for people in their town to meet up and complete sales transactions that are made online. They have a sign up in front of the police department that says Internet Purchase Exchange Location. And that post is also on Facebook. Because of the popularity of Facebook and people selling things on Facebook and buying things, they want to create a place where you can actually do the business because you never know who you're dealing with on Facebook. That seems like a pretty smart idea, doesn't it, Kim?
I like it a lot, especially because I buy a lot of stuff through Facebook, Craigslist, things like that. And
right.
Oftentimes I have to, you know, just for convenience, I have to drive the 20 miles to pick it up. So with both of us driving to one location, it seems like it's convenient for both the seller and the buyer.
And it's safe. Convenient and
it's
safe.
Safe.
Yeah. Safe.
And I think it's going to be a way to meet people for dating if you're a millennial.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting speculative thing. Facebook is all about, yeah, that's true, maybe, getting people together. There's also something being tested by Facebook that we're talking about today, a tool that will enable users to shoot video with their smartphones and allow other people to see it live. What kind of technology would require or allow that to happen? Is that going to be difficult or easy for people to use?
I think that's going to be pretty easy. I mean, all the technology is there. Whether it's going to, you know, capture the attention of people, but the technology is there. That's not difficult. The question is, how is it going to be monetized?
Yeah.
That is advertising.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to watch an ad before you can live stream?
Yeah. All right. Here's a question a lot of people have about recycling old electronics before you buy your new Christmas gifts. Get rid of the old ones. How do they do that? What's the most commonly used way to get rid of some of your old gadgets before you get the new ones?
There are three services that I've been tracking: Amazon, Best Buy, and an online company called Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. So Amazon, you find it on the site. You click through what you have. Amazon gives you an estimate of how big of an Amazon gift card you'll get if they accept all your junk. They send you a shipping box, prepaid. You box up the junk. It's not just old electronics, but it can be old DVDs.
Wow. All right, that's a good idea. You might want to look around and see who's encouraging you to bring.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.